Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Pleasure to be able to bring this to you live.
We want to encourage so many young people who have talent and may not have music programs at their schools. Sometimes they don't have the band or the chorus or any of those things that could give them a chance to express their artistic ability. And we've had some competitors who did some amazing things, some gymnastics. So there's so many things that young people can do, and often they don't have a creative outlet because maybe the neighborhood where they live in doesn't have a facility such as a park district that offers classes or programs. So sometimes their talent doesn't get actualized. It doesn't get expressed, and we don't get a chance to benefit from the beauty that the Creator has given them to share with the world. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to bring to you live the HLN TV, the Higher Learning Network TV Global Teen Talent Competition, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Competition. We'll be right back after this quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join the conversation, you want to express some thoughts, you can give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1, and we'll get your comments about what you hear. And, of course, if you want greetings to Viata, yes, we're going to certainly welcome your comments about what you see and hear on this Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, Round 7, hosted by our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks. And we want to encourage young people, so you certainly can vote for them as we watch them live. So we want to take a quick break so we can connect all of our connections here and make sure that you can see and hear us on screen. And we do welcome your comments. We even encourage, if you've got young people, we encourage them to participate. We'll be having these every fourth Saturday of the month, every last Saturday of the month, and just so happens our last Saturday is a fifth Saturday, so that gives us an opportunity to share the total presentation with you and give you a chance to participate with your vote. So we'll be right back after this quick break. We want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Did we meet at JPC or look out for that. So I stay busy. I stay busy, I guess, and I have a podcasting platform focused on women and podcasting and things. So I think that's – oh, also I'm involved in Bitcoin, and I have a site focused on that, which is called Bitcoin Clutch, and that site is focused on cryptocurrency and creating the space for that. And that was actually started as a way to support women and girls in their endeavors to make sure that we had some coins, so to speak.
Need the coins. We need the coins. We need the coins.
That girl got to have a coin, right?
Yeah. That's a whole lot. I know you don't sleep a lot. I know you
It's a lot, but I've been doing it for years, so you figure it all out, you know.
Well, I'm glad you got it figured out, and I'm also glad that Falaki has it figured out, because she's my right hand, because I don't know what I would do without her. So you need to know that. So, Falaki, take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Good afternoon, good evening, everyone listening, watching. We're so happy to have you back. If this is your first time, get ready. We are going to be presenting talent to you from Canada to Saudi Arabia. We have acrobatic dancer. We have singers. We have an actress. And I have the honor of finding these children for you each month. It is Stoke of Delight. On the show, we've had, as some of you may know, a Guinness World Record holder. We've had multiple best-selling authors. These are kids who have written more than one book. There's someone coming to our show next month who's nine and he's already written six books.
Whoa!
I was so inspired by these children. I'm like, okay, I'm not doing enough.
We're slackers, guys.
Wow!
They go around the world raising money for charity. So these are extraordinary children.
Wow.
And in school group, we have some who are getting started in some cases, like maybe just started their first commercial, you know, or first movie. One is got his first movie recently. So to tell you, I have a master's degree in producing for film and television, so I enjoy casting, looking for talent. I also am a professional actress and singer. I sing with a group out of Gary, Indiana. We have our first album coming to you. We're about to start on the second one soon as well. I'm really on my way, and I'm so happy to be a part of this amazing group of judges.
And I'm so glad that you took the time to share with our viewing and listening audience the talents that you have and the fact that you said you were honored to be able to find these people. I'm like, Lord, how did pot calling the kettle black? This girl is a child prodigy, and I didn't even know it until like the third contest. I was like, what? So you have to ask people that you work with, just if you don't ask them for a bio, because you have the kind of talent with you, you don't even know what you're working with. I just know she's a good spirit. I know she's resourceful. I know she's honest. I know she's a woman of integrity, but I just didn't know all of that. So it's important that our viewing and listening audience know that. So thank you, Falaki. We appreciate you. And for those who want to join the conversation online, we're also being broadcast on the Female Solution, and the number there is 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. But we want you to comment. We need you to vote today for these children. So we're going to get this started. And voting will be, I want you to tell what the voting is based on, Falaki. But we want you to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com. I don't know why Facebook decided to put my name at the end of it, because it was facebook.com/HLN, see that, HLN TV show?
Right.
Somewhere you're somebody young. They decided to put my name at the end. This is not about me, so why did you put my name on it? So when you go to HLN TV show, facebook.com/HLN TV show, when you go there,
Y'all Robinson will pop up. But when you go to facebook.com/HLNT/Zelda at the end, then you will see the big, like you're going to see here now. Let me pull that up. That's crazy, but, you know, that's Facebook. What can I say?
That's what they do, right?
This is what you will see. So
Bound 7.
What you say?
Is that Bound 7?
Yeah, that's Round 7. And actually, because the issue last month we had, people could not vote because YouTube had an issue. So this month you can vote on Facebook.com. HLN TV show, and I'm going to put that up there in a minute. But in the meantime, we need to get this party started. So let's get the video in and bring it up. And
all of the YouTube comments too, right?
Oh, yes. So if you got comments you want to make, you can do that on YouTube too. Stop screen. Well, I don't want to stop screen. I want to show the screen. Share. There we go. And 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And you will be judging these powerful little people. And the criteria is judging 1 through 5. And we're judging them on appearance,
confidence, and did they show something that is excellent fit for them, like the right song, you know, the key works for them, the monologue works for their age, originality, if they use their own selection.
Yes. And stage presence.
Absolutely.
Stage presence is crucial. So, if you're ready, here we go. Get those pins ready. Get ready to vote. That of it, July 31st. It's the Global Virtual Teen Challenge sponsored by StreamYard. Yay! Thank you, StreamYard. Mm-hmm. And...
I've learned that no matter what you do and how much of a genuine heart you have and if you're coming from a good place, people are going to criticize if they don't agree with what you're doing.
Miss you, Erica. She made her
turn. Yo, what's up? It's your man from Schofield from 106.3 Chicago's R&B, and you are watching Ben on Higher Learning. Now, I used to hang around with some men that was into some higher learning. It just wasn't that kind of higher learning.
Every time I see this,
it's real, though. He's real.
Time and your meditation time that allows you to bring us the films that you do.
Courtside, the Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena.
Only Spike Lee is famous. Okay. Like, really? Oh, okay. You know, everybody's different. Different folks with different folks.
I was in the higher learning, but it wasn't that kind of higher learning.
It wasn't that kind of high. Well, this is the intro to the Higher Learning Network TV show, so you get an idea of the kinds of guests that we have on. And some are funny and some are funnier, I should say. But we have a variety of not only just radio and TV personalities, but people in the community who are making a difference too. That was Luther Van Gogh, my favorite music too.
On a higher
learning network. Okay, right. Show you. We have the Global Teen Talent Contest. Yay!
What do you want being into us? No. Can you two work things out? It's going to be that bad.
Saturday, August 28th, Gerald Bloom, Simon.
Samson.
Samson.
A movie about a week or so ago about this family in India,
and how the people with money live in the city and the people who don't have a lot of money live in, like, the suburbs. And I compare it to, like, the town of Shantytown in Johannesburg, South area, Johannesburg, South Africa,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, people live on dirt roads. They got to walk to get water. It was
wow.
really heart-wrenching to see. You think it's your people just like, it's people like that all over the world. So I understood what she was saying, because that is exactly what happened in the show. I can't remember the name of the movie that I saw on, I believe it was Netflix, the Prime Video, I don't remember. But the son who was expected to take care of the family had to leave the family to go work for another family in the big city. And the only way that he could do that was to learn how to drive to get a license. And it's just heart-wrenching to see how other people live. I remember Oprah Winfrey said, before she retired from the Oprah Winfrey Show, and she said, if you are a woman living in America, you are one of the luckiest people on the planet. And if you are a man, you are one of the luckiest people on the planet, because you have no idea, if you've never left this country.
She's right.
No idea of the lack of wealth in other countries. So consider yourself fortunate.
Yes.
And with that being said, we are fortunate to have these children, these youth, who are the leaders and the movers and the shakers of the next generation. So you can feel free to vote 1 through 4, appearance, stage presence, confidence, and originality, for Samson, the singer from UK who lives in Dale, California, as we continue with contestant number 3. Be sure and get those votes in and audition for the next contest.
Awesome stuff there.
Round 8.
Hi, my name is Von Paschal. I live in Midlothian, Virginia. I'm 11 years old. My hobbies include gaming, singing, talking to friends. I grow up, I want to be a veterinarian, and I'm going to sing. Go from the top of you, there's no one to see. This all is nothing but a worry, driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. Easy to say, it's never the same. I guess I can't hide the way you numbed all the pain. Day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. Then my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time up here, there's no one to turn to. It's all or nothing, loving me, you're sleeping without you. I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have. Didn't know I would feel, it's easy to say, it's never the same. I guess I can't hide the way you escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. Let my guard down, then you pull the rug. I was getting tired of being someone else. And I think I close my eyes when you hurt. Sometimes you fall into your someone you love.
All right,
now. That was contestant number three.
That was our baby. I just love little Bowen. He's 11 years old out of Virginia. Bowen is an actor and a singer. This summer, he appeared in his first film. Just recently, he shot that. He's been singing all his life, and he just loves to sing. And he has this beautiful tenor that is just growing and growing. Bowen, I love that. And he has one of the most supportive moms, Kristen, who was with us last time. Kristen and every one of the family watching and friends, thank you for being with us today. We love Bowen out of Virginia.
Yes, he is the little Frank Sinatra,
yes.
Harry Connick Jr. Just
yes.
Ooh, effortlessly.
Was he on before?
He was.
Okay, I was like, I thought for some reason he seemed very familiar to me, and I think that's what I recall him on before.
Yeah. Yo, all four are returning for this competition, so
what?
Make sure they all get their votes counted.
Yeah, because they couldn't vote last time.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, remember Samson. Samson, he's got that kind of style that you won't forget, you know, speaking
right.
of himself. So I don't remember him. Yeah.
That was how I was, you know. It's like, wait, I remember this tone and everything from him.
Yeah, yeah. And it was because of people couldn't vote. That's what it was. So
okay.
We wanted people to be able to vote. So I thought it was, it's not fair to...
right. That they didn't get.
So I'm very grateful for this hot sun today. What is heat?
No storm there.
No storm. So go ahead and vote for this one appearance, two stage presence, number three confidence, and number four originality. And while you are voting, we will get ready for round eight, contestant number four.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah.
Acro dancer.
Oh boy, my body used to move like that. Not anymore. Woo! Woo!
Wow.
Effortlessly.
Thank you.
Voting out, number four. Oh, Lord. You tell us a little bit about that. Come out here.
I love that so much. Like Dee said earlier about us being slackers, it's okay. I mean, the girl, she does ballet, she does gymnastics, she combines acrobatics. She, it's an incredible art form that Zelda and I had never heard of. And it's so beautiful. Please, if you're just listening, get it. Take a look at this YouTube. Subscribe, and make sure you check out these amazing children. If you hadn't had a chance to see them yet, we were blown away. Exactly. Deborah says, "Girl, how you do that?
How you do that?"
We're not doing enough. I need to add some more stuff to my list.
That's what I see every time. Does she have bones? Is she all muscle and gristle?
That's exactly what I put in my comment.
Okay.
Really? Yeah, she's just fluid. Just
fluid is the word.
Yeah.
Wow. What's her name again?
That was Nicole.
Yeah.
Nicole is from Ontario, Canada. She has gotten several awards, including a scholarship for Broadway Bound, New York City's summer tour.
Wow.
She took master classes at Broadway Dance Center, and she has performed on the Broadway stage, as we are not surprised by that at all. Mm. She successfully auditioned for Team Canada's competitive team, but because of the pandemic, she wasn't able to travel, so she would like to. She's hoping she will be able to continue to get back into traveling internationally to compete next year.
She could be a gymnast.
She is
a validation of what she was doing. Huh? Wow.
Deborah says she's giving her the highest score in all categories. Deborah loves Samson. Deborah, thank you for keep these comments coming along in here. Mm-hmm. Nazla did make her, and I love what she said. She wants to give Bowen. Deborah says, "I want to give Bowen a big hug."
Yes.
She wants good work. Love it.
Also, now I believe this is from Nazla.
Hey, there's a comment there we should pay attention to.
That's right. Yeah. So Nazla was saying, to answer the question earlier, her performance was about a daughter and a father.
Ooh.
Yes. Like Zelda was talking about earlier, how things are very different in different parts of the world. Wow. Because for us, that would have felt like more of a husband-wife conversation, but we know it's not even things for women are a little different than they are here. So thank you, Nazla, for letting us know. Nazla, feel free to add anything else you want us to know about
that. We knew it was something confrontational.
We felt
thank
that.
You for
that. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Nazla. Thank you for that.
And I was just going to add, our last contestant was only 12 and a half when she filmed that. She just turned 13 like a week ago. So just an incredible.
Happy birthday!
That's Nicole,
what?
Right? That's Nicole, our last contestant.
Yes.
Oh my God, Pretzel.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good name for her, Pretzel.
Pretzel.
Zaya Janae says, "Wow, number four is awesome." Zaya Janae was one of our winners, wasn't she?
Right. Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Zaya
had that big old fro. You know, I was just on that girl.
Westsider?
Yes, Westsider.
Yeah. We remember her.
She is from Chicago.
Yes.
Zaya, and thank you for joining us today. Zaya is a singer-songwriter. Check her out, Zaya Janae. Zaya is working on a project and her very multi-talented family as well. Thank you for joining us, Zaya.
Zaya, that's awesome that you can comment on someone else's talent because you may end up going against that person, but still good enough to say she's a solid five, you know? Very good.
I love that.
You know what I think? Thank you for that, Gene, because I think we need to bring back the best of the best and have all the winners compete, too.
We need to bring them back, see what they're up to. They've been doing commercials and all kind of. We need to get some updates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Look at this comment at the bottom. That was my comment.
Oh, wow. Deborah says, Nicole looks like an Olympian. Yes, she
yeah.
is. She's an acro dancer. I've never heard of the word acro dancer. Had you? I never heard of the word acro dancer.
Acro dancer, yeah. That's, she's, like I said, it's a combination of everything,
yeah.
what she's doing. Like, even Dean mentioned gymnastics. It just, yeah, she was so fluid with those movements.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Wow. Did you all vote yet for all of them? Because I'm going to feel like you just let the rest of this play out.
All teams are winning. Okay, Sean Kalani, winner of round 6 of Global
HireLearningNetwork.org. Oh, I am so
thank
sorry.
Thank you for supporting Youth, and please subscribe to the channel on YouTube.com called Higher Learning TV Show. Michelle Kalani, winner of round 6 of Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest on HireLearningNetwork.org. Thank you for supporting Youth, and please subscribe to the channel on YouTube.com called Higher Learning TV Show.
A few of our viewers. Let me put that up there so people can see. If you are ever in Chicago and you want some good food, baby, I had a veggie burger out of that just. And I got enough for my crew, you know, my skate crew.
Yeah, she came in and bought six veggie burgers?
Veggie burgers, yes. And they're still talking about, you talk about good food. Where did you get this from? So, of course, I gave out the flyers. Sarah's Cafe, 7201 South Exchange. Talk about
take good food. Take the H and the S off.
Oh, take the H. Oh, okay. I spelled that wrong. Okay, let me go back and
take and the S. Come on.
Okay, Sarah.
Yes, Chef Sarah Cafe.
Chef Sarah. Excuse me, honey. Let me put the chef up in there. That's important. There are chefs.
She's on all the websites, so people come and order through Uber. What's the other one?
Oh, wow.
Uber Eats.
What's that other one? Oh,
gosh,
because I don't use Uber. I use DoorDash.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah, DoorDash. They have a lot of, they have so many of them now for pickup.
But that veggie burger, number one, I've never had a veggie burger. And it tastes like
a veggie burger.
I know I've had veggie burgers because I'm a big veggie burger, black bean burgers and all. I love veggie burgers, but to taste that burger, that particular burger that she had, I'd never had a veggie burger on a croissant.
Okay.
I'd never had a I don't know what she put on it, but whatever she put on it, please keep putting it on there because it's off the chain.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, she has all kinds of food. Tell us what you're working on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Put anything on a croissant. Some chocolate? No.
Yeah, put some chocolate on. So tell us what's on the menu for those who don't know. Because it's not all vegan food, right? Not all vegan.
No, but it's all healthy. I don't know if I could suggest this, but the next time you come in,
mm-hmm.
This is like a full meal here. It's called Granger Arranger.
Oh,
Granger so Arranger.
So salmon patty, pilaf rice, and greens.
Ooh.
And then a piece of cornbread. It is so good. And then you could substitute it now. You say if you didn't want the salmon patty, you want the salmon croquette instead to go with it. You can get the croquette to go with it.
I love salmon croquette.
So good. To me, that's the number one dish that we serve here.
The Grainer Arranger.
Granger Arranger.
Granger. Can
I gave it the name, too. Can you believe that? I gave it the name. They asked, what are we going to call this? And there was only a guy who comes here from down the street, and he would always ask for greens. And his name was Granger. His last name is Granger. So I said, well, let's just call it the Granger Arranger.
okay.
That, and it's successful.
That's all that's important. We got to get a smoothie and name it after Eugene. So what will we call smoothie?
Smoothie, huh?
Yeah, let's love a drink.
You know, I was thinking of a dish here. So once I got my radio station up and running, I was going to heavily promote the restaurant and then come up with a plate or a dish that could be called somewhat attached to my name.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So,
that's a good idea.
I'd love to have an Airman smoothie. Airman smoothie or Airman dish.
I had some of a different twist to it, but I'll have to think about that. The air plate or something like that.
Woo! The air plate.
Almost like, yeah.
That's interesting. I kind of like that.
Almost like the airplane.
Yeah.
I need the air plate. What is the, because if people saw that on a menu, one of the things they'll ask is, what is the air plate?
Yeah, what is it?
And then we'd have to come up with some sort of combination of foods to put in it.
Okay, well, you come up with that, and maybe next month we'll have something. The airplane. We'll be Sarah, we'll be looking for the airplane.
That's
well,
pretty cool.
That works.
That works. I want to thank you all for being the leaders in this movement of showcasing tomorrow's talent. So I want to thank you. Falaki had an appointment. She can't come back with us. But I want to thank Najla, Samson, Bowen, and Nicole. You are all winners in our book.
Definitely.
Yes.
All of them.
The vote will tell the story. And you have until midnight to get those votes in. So go to our Facebook page and vote now. Facebook.com/HLN TV show. Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A. Don't ask me why they did that. It was young people did this. I gotta say, because I don't think an adult would have done that. Why would you attach my name to the end of it when it's always been HLN TV show? But I guess they saw
that.
They
know. You know, they just, yeah.
We thank you for the exposure, yeah. But we just prefer it to be HLN TV show.
Yeah.
What did you say?
We used to do the same when we were kids.
They used to do whatever. Just, yeah, it spelled us, so we'll put her name. We'll put her name there. Throw our names everywhere.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, and thank all of our listeners and viewers. And Janae say, wow, we've got more comments. And what did it say? Will it have a flight number?
The airplane. Good one, Deborah.
What's a good one, Deborah?
Right. What's the flight number on that plate?
Yeah.
Flight. Oh, Lord. I have to attach.
That might be. You know what, Deborah? That was a good one because that might be several different flights and different flight numbers. You
That's a series right there.
Because I used to always get in trouble for sounding like the opponent, the opposite station.
Yeah.
I got so much trouble.
Yeah, they don't like
keep working for the enemy.
They don't like that at all. No enemies here.
Working for the enemy. My sound was too much like the opposition.
Yeah.
I had a rough time with that hip hop word, you know, trying to get that style.
Yeah, we won't even talk about it.
Every girl in me just couldn't, you know.
Do you remember when Barry Mayo called us all into his office in JPC and asked us what we thought about hip-hop and if it would last? And I know they laughed when I left out the room because they was like, this girl don't know what she's talking about, hip-hop.
Because
I'm like,
that station didn't last. That station didn't last long. When
no,
they came to this out, I think the churches ran them out. So it didn't last very long before it changed to another format.
Oh, okay.
And you want to know what's funny is, what was the position on the dial? It's 106.3, right?
Yeah, right.
And now that 106.3 is soul. 106.
Right.
They went back to they went back to the R&B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And the locations are very close. Remember, we were on Bernice Road.
Right.
Bernice Road, and now Seoul is in Hammond. So it's a little west, a little east from Bernice Road.
Right, a little further east, sure was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wow. You think about it.
The station didn't last, but the signal did. So
exactly, the signal always outlives the station. They just change signal. But we're that we know what that's like, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Get up and there's this song playing. I never forget that Will Smith song that played. Oh gosh, for eternity.
Summertime.
Yes, that they KPC, right when they went out when they were switching over.
Yep.
And, oh, gosh, I hated that song. It was in my head for so long.
Yeah.
I still like to hear it.
24 hours around the clock.
Loop.
Like, what, a week?
Yep, loop.
On a loop, exactly.
Wasn't it like a week? A week long?
It was that or longer. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was a little longer. And then they practically made the switch before we even got our feet out of the station.
Sure did.
They
yeah.
were making the switch then. They came in and just started moving stuff
it was
around.
Funny. They fired everybody and had to bring me and Zelda back because we were the only one that could work that AM equipment.
Wow.
They fired us all. Remember? And then they had Zelda. They bought Zelda back first and they were like, well, who else knows how to work this? She said, D World.
Wow.
Who gets fired and rehired in radio immediately? That doesn't happen.
It was hilarious.
Well, here's the funny part.
Because that equipment was so antiquated, and the only reason I knew how to work it was because one of the stations I had worked in early on, which was in West Virginia, Charleston, they had all this old equipment. And so I had to learn on all that old equipment. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, yeah, I already worked on this with the pods and all that.
Yeah.
I had a hard time adjusting to the new stuff because I always used to all those old pods and things. So it was hilarious.
And even the wheels before that.
Who else called her? Yeah. It was like, D.
Yep.
They was like, well, call her.
Yep.
Well, here was my
and we were unemployed and employed in all this 24 hours, I think.
GCI had called me 2 weeks before, prior them coming in. They called me and asked me to come over. So I said, well, you know, we all knew that the station was going to change to hip-hop. So I said, well, just give me 2 weeks to make up my mind. I stalled them.
Right.
Just to see what was going to happen. And then when we stayed around and we watched them come in and do the change, we asked. We said, well, look, can any of us stay? And then I think it was it Tony Green? The other guy, Mayo. Mayo said, well, you would have to reapply if you want to stay. I said, man, I'm out of here. I got a job. I'm out of here.
Okay.
My wife went over to GCI and got right in there.
I know that's
crazy.
That was so funny. It was a mess. You guys know what? Did you guys hear that, what's his name? Mike Shane passed. You remember Mike Shane that used to work for he was over at B103, and he was the marketing guy. Real nice looking guy, bald head. I know you know Mark Mike Shane.
I remember that name. I remember
he was over at the hip hop side, and then he was over at B103. But anyway, he was pretty young, and he—I don't know what happened, but I just heard that he had passed like about.
Wow.
Devin had called me. Devin, Big Shoes Devin.
Yeah, Big Shoes.
Yeah, he's out in California. I talked to Devin sometime, but Devin had called and told me. I was like, wow. Oh,
wow. Yeah, I remember that name. Condolences to Mike's family.
Yeah.
Well, probably in a better place. Anybody that needs it, they must be in the right place, because otherwise ain't nobody came back and told us nothing, so some must be.
That is a good one. That,
yeah.
All right, y'all. Yeah. Are we off the air, right? Are we
No,
I hope so.
We are now. Stay on purpose, stay in power, stay tuned to the winner on Monday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Time, Facebook.com, HLN TV show, they'll go. Make it a great day. Thanks, y'all. Peace out.
All right, y'all.
All right. Well, we have seen a great show, and we are excited about having this wonderful teen talent competition. And if you are listening online, you can press 1 and let us know if you want to give us your thoughts about it. Are you impressed with what you saw? Press 1. You can join this conversation. If you watch it on Facebook, of course, we heard some dramatic presentations. And I believe we got Deborah on the line. Thank you so much for joining this conversation. So what did you think?
I thought it was amazing. I tell you, these children that are in this world, they are so talented in their own right. You know, there's no one structured the same. Everyone brings their own flair and favor to their talent. And on this particular show, we saw 4 different acts from 4 different types of people from 4 different regions of the world. It's amazing. And I think that we are not doing justice to the youth for not sharing and having more talent being shown on this platform as well as more. We have so much, and some children are a little shy. They don't want to get on the television, but then now with social media, you find a lot that are not intimidated by the cameras and the action. So I'd hope that we get more to share their talent with the world so we can see what's going on. I mean, it is amazing. I hope everyone who is listening to the airwaves really go back and review the visual, because there was one young lady that you would not be able to hear her voice. The first 3, you could hear their voices and hear what they're saying or singing. But the 4th young lady, she was like, wow, she was so nimble. I just think she needs to be part of the Olympics. She was just wonderful. And they call it jazz dance or exercise dance. I don't know. I forgot what the terminology is. But it was really amazing, and it was beautiful. And I just had a couple of tears come to my eyes because they're so precious.
Yes, it will bring tears to your eyes. They really show just amazing talent. And I give a lot of praise to Zelda's team that put this together. and found and to find talent like that and give them a chance to perform before the world, that's a wonderful thing. That's usually the beginning of a great career. And like you say, they don't have any fear of cameras, of performing, of speaking. I think one of the things about this information age where everybody's got their own personal camera, their own personal video camera, I think that's helped our children become a lot more expressive because they are used to being on camera. They're used to speaking before all the time. I think that it's helped them to develop talent because they're easily able to share it, and it's wonderful to see the confidence that they have. And also it gives them some incentive to work hard toward developing these skills. When you have a platform where you can share it and even get benefits, there's so many schools that offer scholarships. There are various performing arts schools. There's various companies, performing arts companies, that look for young talent and would gladly mentor them. So I think it's wonderful that they have an avenue to express their abilities, and they have a chance to be seen by this wonderful audience that watched today. And, of course, there's another round coming up next month of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Competition. So it really is a benefit when we put together programs for young people. We give them positive outlets. I definitely think that more of this should be encouraged. What was there a particular one that you liked? Which one was your favorite?
Wow, they were each unique in their own right. The first one, I wasn't quite understanding, but I wanted to be able to revisit that, and I know you can if I go back and listen to the archives on both this show and on the YouTube channel. That's higherlearningnetwork.org. The young lady who was dancing was, and that was the fourth contestant, she, and at her age, she was just 13 years old. Well, she was 12 and a half when she made this performance. But the limberness of her performance, her stage presence, the organization, the appearance, everything, the confidence that she had. And those are some of the categories that you have to achieve scores in to be able to be judged in this contest. But each category, I found success with her. And I tell you, even though it's something that I'm not able to do, I'm not that limber at all, but it was just a joy in seeing that. And then there was a young man. His name was Bowen, and he really brought a heart bubble to my, you know, I just wanted to give him a hug because he's, again, these are younger children. I'm not sure what his age is. He might be 10, but he was singing a song, trying to pour his heart out in this song, and it just really touched me. And then there was another young man who was singing Michael Jackson, and he was 10 years old, and he did a wonderful job. And so it was just the four contestants, and again, the contestant, I wasn't able to really hear her because I was distracted with something else. But she, from what I heard from the audience, she was very impressive in what she had to say. She sang, but it was a story. And I know she was not from this country. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I think they said Saudi Arabia, I think.
Yes,
Saudi Arabia?
Yes, I believe so. And you know, they have their next session, which is August 28th. And I want to see more opportunities, more children to show their expressions of talent. And it could not necessarily be singing or dancing. It could be monologue. I believe you could do something in arts and crafts, you know, putting something together in a few moments. I've seen that. It could be magic. You know, your talent is whatever it should be that's appropriate, age appropriate, of course. But you have so much. Don't be afraid of what you have to share to the world. A lot of times the children express themselves. They can't speak. They can't hold a conversation, but they can express themselves in a talent, in a dance, or in a song, or in that monologue. And that expression will allow them to grow into the people that they are to be. And so I certainly hope that more contestants come out and just, you know, do a showcase. You don't have to be perfect. No one is perfect. We have hiccups. We have missteps. One of the contestants, the phone kept ringing. And I know that.
Yeah, I was hearing that. I'm like, oh, I know they definitely did not want that heard.
But he did not miss a beat, you know.
Yeah, it kept on going.
It just kept on pushing through. Just kept on pushing through. And we have to make sure we give a platform for these children. So I hope that we can advertise even more throughout our show. I know Zelda is on every Monday morning with her Monday morning mindfulness, and she certainly will be sharing this. But I hope that we can share more opportunities to you to show their platform. You know, they have so much that's bottled up, and it can't get out in fellowship with others, you know. You can't talk to this person. You can't go over here, and you can't hug that person. You can't play hopscotch. And that's something else. You know, that's a talent, too, knowing how to play hopscotch, putting the hopscotch board together. Remember when we used to get the chalk and put the hopscotch? That's your talent. Let's see you do that. Let's see you draw that hopscotch board, and then let's see you play hopscotch. And you can do that in a time-lapse situation, and that's a talent. Everybody can't do everything that you can do, and there's some things that other people do that you can do. Everybody has a talent. It may be putting together bracelets or jewelry. And again, that all can be in a time-lapse situation. Or I see how they design the glasses and the masks and whatnot. You know, this is all talent that you may have that may be hidden. Showcase that. You know, I don't think it always has to be about a performance of song or dance. It could be a talent about how mechanically you can put something together. Look at the architects.
Right.
They talk about Legos and how folks put things with Legos together. That's a talent. Everybody can pick up a Lego and put it together and build something that looks authentic, you know, but that's a talent.
Right.
Writing a book, reciting poetry. Those are all talents that we want to hear from our youth. So if you have or know of a youth or have a platform, and I'm talking to the audience, if you have a platform that you can draw in interest for these types of things, please do so. because we definitely got to get the word out. Everybody's got a talent one way or another. Let's showcase.
I agree. Let's showcase. Well, we're going to take a break and take and run a few commercials, and we'll be back. You're listening to The Female Solution. I'm Naima Latif.
No.
And got a third Saturday host online, Deborah, where we move around with Deborah every third Saturday.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back after this quick break. So take a stay. Don't stray away. Go on our switchboard and want to give your comments about what you saw. Just press 1, and we will get your comments about the 7th round of the virtual global teen talent contest seen on the HLN TV Facebook page live, and it was a great one. Well, we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
About finances, family, health, job.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
We all say we would like to be wealthy. But wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
We're back, and we're going to be joining a homegoing celebration. April Branch, longtime Rainbow Push supporter, made her transition a few days ago, and we're going to be a part of that homegoing celebration. And she was a wonderful assistant to Reverend Jesse Jackson. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to hear some accolades. April Branch. So I'm going to let you hear it live for the homegoing celebration. April Branch. Oh, you
And we two will come this way and be the United River. Between now and then, we will yet preach for her life lives on in us. In Jesus' name, amen. If I can have thank you.
To the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, danke. Poland, John Cujon. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakor. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.